Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live, everyone. I want to bring in Jesse Wheeler now. He is economic analyst at Morning Consult for a look at what the Russia-Ukraine situation will mean for our economy here in the U.S. Jesse, thanks so much for being with us. You know, before this conflict, we had a pretty strong economy going. Despite the highest inflation in 40 years, consumers were still spending, and we had unemployment. We still have unemployment very low. Do you think that's going to change now with this conflict?
Yes, and thanks for having me on. So the economic impact remains highly uncertain, as it is with the conflict itself. A lot will depend on the impact of the economic sanctions that President Biden just laid out. But the impact on the U.S. could be quite significant, and negatively impact the U.S. and global recoveries through a number of channels, including trade and investment disruptions, and especially higher prices, energy prices in particular.
Let's talk about those higher prices and how we as everyday ordinary people may feel the impact. President Biden, speaking just a short time ago, again reiterated that he wants to do everything he can to limit pain at the gas pump for Americans. Realistically, what can President Biden really do to limit that pain?
That's tough to say. The gasoline prices that we're all seeing and feeling go up in the United States are really dependent on global energy prices. Just with the attack last night, we saw global Brent crude prices break over 100 for the first time since 2014. And those will inevitably be passed through to what U.S. consumers are paying at the pump.
Do you think we could see $5 gasoline in this country? Is that a possibility?
I'm not going to speculate on whether or not we hit $5, but I think most people out there are expecting considerable price increases. And what we're seeing at Morning Consult, as we poll the average consumer in the U.S., is that they are expecting to see utility bills and prices continue to rise.
Food prices as well, right? Just because of the situation with Russia and Ukraine producing so much wheat, we saw wheat futures, mm-hmm. corn, soybeans all spike. Are we going to be feeling that in the short term at the supermarket?
We'll also, that's a global commodity market, and that's going to pass through to what U.S. consumers are paying in grocery stores as it passes through producer prices. What it costs to produce flour, and all of those prices go into the inputs for the commodities that we're buying at the stores. It'll continue to push up place pressure on grocery prices at grocery stores here in the U.S.
And what about the impact of these higher precious metals prices? And I was taking a look in particular at palladium, which goes into things like dental fillings and crowns and goes into the making of cars. I mean, things that people might not be thinking about. I mean, could we be looking at higher prices? We know the auto industry is already going through so much with the computer chip shortages, right? So could we mm-hmm. potentially be looking at higher auto prices? I don't know, higher prices at the dentist as this, sort of has far-reaching tentacles here.
Yeah, I mean, that's correct. I mean, we were at this, this geopolitical crisis happens at a time when the global economy is already struggling to keep pace with, rapidly growing demand, as supply chains around the world were rattled. And you throw into that, the first major conflict we've seen in Europe in years. And on top of that, the potential disruption of supplies, from energy to metals, to all of these inputs that go into the manufacturing, the goods that people are demanding, and all of that's going to, add to inflation, increasing price pressures.
In all different sorts of varied industries. Jesse Wheeler, economic analyst at Morning Consult. Thanks so much for being with us. On the